Shalom and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my beautiful wife and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Well, Toda, my dear, and shalom to all. As always, we pray you will be blessed by tonight's program, for there is a lot to speak on. But first, let's give glory to God.
Yes, Abba, Father, our true desire is to glorify you through our servanthood, our ministry of helps to the body of Christ. May we push through the darkness that envelops us as we plea for merciful favor over our unsaved loved ones. And may we all be together in your soon coming kingdom. We pray this in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. And Toda again, which means thank you in Hebrew. So, Toda to you who have chosen to join us this evening.
Toda. Ta-da. Yes, and we are happy the government's no longer in shutdown.
Right. Many thought it would last a while, but it sure is a realization of the great division that causes more chaos. And so much corruption is being exposed, just more continuing proof that Satan's evil entities have infiltrated the highest ranks of our governing bodies, to include the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the CFR. The list is endless. It's been happening for a very long time, but now it's just openly being exposed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the New World Order's slogan is, order out of chaos.
Right. The globalists want this division because they will always have others to be their puppets.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen over the next few months is going to be just really a temporary band-aid. It'll be more deception. Matthew 24 says all these things must happen, but the end is not yet. And we're going to look at this chapter tonight through Jewish eyes, of course, because Jesus was Jewish and he wrote it. So you might want to turn there, as we still are going to say a couple of things about what's going on, especially about the Mueller investigation, which we know is just a ploy to take down our president.
Was that an investigation? Okay. We now know for sure that Hillary was exonerated even before she was interviewed by the FBI.
You know, even if you do believe, as we often ponder, that the New World Order globalists actually wanted Trump in office to purposely cause more chaos and make some deep enemies of certain foreign nations. But you must admit, what he has done so far in helping America's economy, which, by the way, 2 years ago, the experts were calling for a crash, and actually some still are, but what he's done is a good thing.
Yeah, you know, just canceling Obama's regulations alone was huge by itself.
So, we say, look at the outcome, not on what the Democrats are bringing out of his closet, because there are some skeletons for sure. But I see results, and many do say he has had a change of ways. Remember, he once was a Democrat and apparently had a change of heart, perhaps after he saw how far to the left the majority of Democrats have gone.
You know, which is why we are seeing some changing parties to Republican.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Democrats were not always this way. I was raised in a family of Democrats, and so were you. But in fact, just a few years ago, Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, Hillary, and others said, I saw them on tape, that we should not allow illegal immigrants to stay in our country. But since Obama, it looks like the party has turned ruthless. Well, anyway, they really want more Democratic voters, which the immigrants would be. And that is their main goal, because they hate the fact that the Republicans have the majority.
Anyhow, the Mueller investigation is about over. And with the release of the text from Agent Strzok and his adulterous girlfriend, Lisa Page, makes it clear of their intent to destroy Trump.
However, now the FBI can't seem to find about 5 months of other and probably more important texts.
Conveniently lost.
And I saw yesterday that the NSA also mistakenly erased approximately 6 years of its data, saying, well, it was inadvertently destroyed or lost by technical error.
Well, you know, I don't believe any of it.
Amen.
And you have new information on the Vegas shooter from last October.
Right. Some are saying that Stephen Paddock actually worked at the FBI and was involved with a gun-running scheme with ISIS in the United States that somehow went bad. Kind of similar to Fast and Furious. Remember that? But Paddock was killed right away, and then ISIS started shooting the people in a terrorist attack, which, by the way, they have laid claim to. Now, this info is just breaking, and that's really all that we know. But the old regime of Saudi Arabia was also connected to this, which is why the new prince of Saudi Arabia stepped in within just a few weeks and fired and jailed the ones that he knew were involved.
Anything on Israel since our vice president was just there?
Right. Well, after he visited Egypt and Jordan, where he reiterated that Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people, he then went to Israel and told them that our embassy would be moved by the end of next year. But again, he did not state the location in Jerusalem, and I can assure you it most likely will be in West Jerusalem and not East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount and the Dome of the Rock now exists. And as I have stated often, East Jerusalem, which is where the Palestinians want for their capital but will not get it, but rather East Jerusalem will be designated international for all three major faiths to share, which is why the Jewish temple will also be built on the Temple Mount. You know, it's all in the book.
It is. And we believe that the Vatican will be in charge.
I think so, which is why the Pope is siding with the Palestinians right now and always has, to get them on the Pope's good side, which they really are. Thereby, the Palestinians will agree because they know they can't benefit any other way. But yes, the treaty is underway, and we'll probably overstep Abbas entirely because the Arabs of Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates are involved in its makeup. And they're actually on the side of Trump and Israel because they have a private deal that they had to make so that we would help get rid of Iran from Syria, which is why we saw President Trump change his mind and now has decided to keep troops in Syria after all.
And, you know, Russia, I bet, is not happy with this.
And neither is Turkey, who, by the way, has just attacked the Kurds again. Now, they help us in that northern Iraq area. Anyhow, the early Trump plan, which was leaked to Abbas somehow, would create a Palestinian entity that is less than a state. And it would not be based on the pre-1967 lines. Israel would control its borders and the Jordan Valley. And Jerusalem would be an issue for negotiations, so it wouldn't be settled right away. And Jewish settlements might not have to be removed after all, and the Palestinian refugee issue would not be addressed.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. We welcome your comments. And you can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or just call the office and be sure to leave a detailed message, 2440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and very much appreciated. And we will include you in our mailings when we send out our updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Thank you, my dear. And by the way, we will be at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio on Friday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. Okay. Well, tonight we are going to begin to take apart Matthew 24, over the next few weeks, verse by verse, because most of you know I love teaching in context, which is very important for proper hermeneutics. So let's begin. At the end of chapter 23, I just want to point out that we see Jesus lamenting over Jerusalem because they would just not listen to the prophets. In fact, killed many of them. And as a whole, remained in disbelief of who he was. So, let's look at verses 1 and 2 of Matthew 24. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." Of course, that literally came true in 70 AD when the Roman army burned to the ground the very glorious temple. Josephus the historian writes that after a short while, then the Romans went back to retrieve all the gold that had melted from the temple, and there was a lot, and actually pulled apart and scraped each stone brick to retrieve all the gold. And then the large stones were thrown down over the wall. So the prophecy was fulfilled to the letter. Not one stone was left upon another. So it was not just a figure of speech or symbolic, as many have even said the Bible is, but not so. This was literally fulfilled. So now in verse 3, we see that they had gone up to the Mount of Olives, just across the Kidron. It's a great view of the temple area. I've actually been there 4 times, and it's breathtaking. But here, the disciples are asking him, when the end of the age, or dispensation, you can say, will come, and his coming. Now, by this time, they know he's not going to be king at this point, but that he will be returning, and they want to know when and what signs to look for. So let's read it. Verse 3, it says, "Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you.'" So let's stop right there and point out the fact that the first major sign that he gave them is great deception. Now, obviously, there has always been some deception. That's who Satan is. But at the end of days, it will be even more evident and on a greater scale. I don't think you can deny that. Okay, verse 6. Five. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Now, this, again, is very prevalent today, where many say they are Christians. Many claim to have his name, but are deceivers to fool you. Politicians, ministers, etc. But often, we eventually see that the fruits are lacking. Most of our presidents have said they were Christians. Anyway, some as well will declare that they are even the Christ, the Messiah. Now, you know, the Pope has a crown that says in Latin that he is the Son of God on earth, Vicarius Filii Dei, and it just happens to equal 666 in Roman numerals. Now, I've taught on this many times, and I won't do it here, but you still need to do your own research and do your own homework. All right, now, in the next few verses, we see Jesus describing the tribulation, and it does confirm the six sealed judgments in Revelation 6. But this is important. I must tell you that we are already seeing the false labor of the real labor pains that will soon come. Now, throughout Scripture, Jacob's trouble, and we refer to it as the tribulation, is compared to birth pangs as a woman in labor. It's in the Old Testament, and it's also in the New. For example, 1 Thessalonians 5:3 is very specific. But we also know that a pregnant woman can have false labor, sort of mini contractions before the real deal begins. In fact, they have a name for it. It's called Braxton Hicks contractions. Now, today, we have experienced a few of these signs sporadically from time to time. But now, we are seeing an increase in all the signs happening at the same time. It's quite remarkable. Verse 6 says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars." Now, let me just tell you, there is a long list. But there are many wars or military conflicts, terrorist attacks, or rumors of a possible war soon to break out happening today. And I'm just going to run through a quick list just to show you the enormity of it. Like Syria, Mexico, Mali, Afghanistan, Yemen, East China Sea and the South China Sea, Pakistan, Iraq, the Kurds, Lebanon, Libya, Republic of Congo, Somalia, India, South Sudan, Egypt in the Sinai with ISIS, the African Republic, Ukraine, Nigeria, and I'm sure I'm leaving some out. But then there's the North Korea. What do you do with North Korea? Well, first of all, it's always a threat. But right now, it's kind of making nice with South Korea. They're going to be in the Olympics together, as I'm sure you know. And of course, many are giving thanks to President Trump because he stood tall and just was stern with them. Now, I also have to tell you that there are those that believe North Korea is just a puppet of the globalists to start a war when needed, as in the Korean War. You know, the missile threat in Hawaii last week, where many are now saying that it was a real missile attack, but it was taken out by the French. It's called a false flag, so to blame North Korea so that we and our allies would attack them to start World War III. And you know, the globalists are itching for another war. This is a well-known fact. They have said, and it has been written about, that they need three world wars. All were purposely started by using a false flag. And I have detailed this on previous programs. And I will add that many witnesses said they saw from afar a very large explosion from that area at about that time. Apparently, a few hours later, another one heading toward Japan was also taken out. And again, maybe you can research that in more detail because my time was limited when I read about it. But again, false flags happen all the time throughout history. Why, even way back in the early Roman days, they would start huge fires, burn buildings, so to blame it on the Christians. It's a tactic very often used by the enemy. Okay, continuing still in verse 6. It says, "See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Or the end meaning the conclusion of the tribulation is not yet. And then verse 7 it says, "For nation will rise against nation." Now let me tell you that the word for nation is ethnos. And that actually means ethnics or races. Okay, so it'd be like ethnics against ethnics, like civil race wars and such. Of course, we see that happening already. Again, foreshadowing of what's coming. And then it goes on, and kingdom against kingdom. Now, we still have kingdoms today. Usually, they have a king or a queen, or some kind of royal monarchy, as in Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, Monaco, the Emirates, and also the Vatican, who is called Papa or Pope, but thought of as king, and actually acts as a king, and he's even bowed down to, and people kiss his ring. By the way, the Antichrist will be dividing the world into 10 kingdoms that he will rule over. So this could be part of that kingdom against kingdom as well. We know that Asia and them will be coming and attacking during the tribulation as well. But anyway, we got to move on. And there will be famines. Well, let me just tell you, there's an estimated 20 million people right now that are starving. And then we have pestilence. Actually, every day almost, they are finding another stronger bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. We are only seeing the beginnings. It will be much worse during the tribulation, where like a fourth of population will die. And then also it says there'll be earthquakes in various places. Well, we don't even have to talk about that, do we? These are now off the charts, occurring all over the world on a daily basis, even in unusual places. And it continues on and says, I believe that's verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And that's, again, referring to the early part of the tribulation, at the beginning of it all. Okay, verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation, the original says affliction, and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. We certainly are already seeing that. And because lawlessness, now remember the definition of lawlessness? I think I talked about it last week. It means iniquity, but it also means Torahlessness or Biblelessness. In a nutshell, it's unrighteous. Okay? Anyway, unrighteousness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold. Now, I wanted to mention, you know, there's four words for love, and one of them, and the deepest one, is agape. And that's the one that Jesus uses here. It's the deepest kind of love that we should actually have for God and what he surely has for us. But anyway, we're seeing that waxing cold and colder every day. It's because of the God of humanism. You know, me, myself, and I take center stage. All others come second, which is why abortion has skyrocketed. Verse 13, and he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now that's a tall order, but they are called the tribulation saints, or those who endure spiritually and are killed go with the group of martyrs waiting under the altar in heaven until the tribulation is over. And then will return with us to earth with Jesus to set up his kingdom. Well, I'm afraid that's all we can do today. We're going to pick this up next week. If you should happen to have any questions on these first 13 verses, make sure you get them to me and I'll address them next week. But the main thing is, will you escape all these things? You can just repent and invite him in. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in every way. Psalm 122, verse 6. Have a good week. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.